The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
It's Alan in for Steve on Friday morning. Looking forward to the weekend. And you know what Friday means? Fan Friday. So without further ado, let's say good morning to the boys. We've got Jay the Red and Gary the Blue on the line this morning. Morning, chaps.
Morning, Al.
Morning, boys.
Good morning to you. Sorry, just had a frog in my throat there. Morning, chaps. Delighted that you can join us this morning because we've missed Premier League football. Of course, would have been nice to be in the FA Cup, lads, wouldn't it? But I suppose all it did was afford the boys a sunshine break. Bit of pressure on them now to perform, hey, as far as the Blues are concerned, Gary?
Well, we expect so. From all accounts, I was listening to guy who was on with you before, and you know, supposedly it's done us good. I'd like to think it's done us good.
Yeah,
chance for more from a fitness and a bonding perspective, you know. So let's just hope we won't know, will we, till R5 tomorrow. So it's just fingers crossed that it has done us some good.
Too much made of this bonding business with footballers.
Probably, because you know they're with each other all week, so if that's not enough time to bond. I understand, you know, in a different environment, in warm weather and a lot more relaxed atmosphere, and you know, more leisure time, I suppose. But you know what? If you can't bond when you're with each other for how many days training for? Yeah. 4 days training a week.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to ask the question, haven't you?
Yeah. And Liverpool have had the same, Jay, haven't they? They had a bit of a sunshine trip to Spain, didn't they? And taking in the better weather. I can understand it from a training perspective. Warm weather helps everybody, doesn't it? But Liverpool, I suppose, not under as much pressure as Everton this weekend, with Liverpool, of course, having home advantage. But what's your views on going away for a few days, Jay?
Well, obviously Liverpool signed off well, didn't we? You know, with a win in the Champions League against Porto, and you know, yeah, it is good. I mean, it's disappointing that we didn't have an FA Cup fixture last weekend. But, you know, I suppose when they've got around about 10 days preparation for the next match, then it makes perfect sense when it's winter time here and it's freezing and that. So might as well go somewhere like Marbella or Dubai to have a little bit of, you know, like winter sun. But, like I say, I would have rather have been in the FA Cup, though. And now we've got no excuses going into this Premier League game against West Ham, because no, you say there's no pressure on Liverpool, but there certainly is, really, because the incentive's there. If we can beat West Ham on Saturday, then Liverpool will go second in the Premier League. And, you know, I've said it on previous weeks on this show that, you know, top four of this season's paramount for Liverpool. We've got to, you know, maintain the progression, really, from last season. And, you know, when you look at the league table, it's really tight between United, Liverpool, Tottenham and Chelsea for them top four places. So one of them teams is going to miss out this season. There's going to be the team who comes fifth. They're going to probably feel a little bit hard done by. So it's massively important Liverpool registered another 3 points on Saturday.
And important to put a bit more emphasis on finishing the top three, because you could do without this qualifying game for the Champions League, couldn't you, finishing in fourth place?
Yeah, most definitely. It would be nice to come third because you'd avoid the qualifier. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about getting into the top four, really. And if we have to come fourth and go through a qualifier, then so be it. But, you know, like I say, I certainly think third's up for grabs, and even second, because if we do beat West Ham, then, you know, we will go second, and then puts pressure on Manchester United against Chelsea on Sunday. And even if they only draw that game, as Liverpool win by two clear goals, we'd probably still remain second. So we've got a trip coming up in a couple of weeks' time to Old Trafford. So, well, that's a massive 6 points over the top four places.
A Liverpool win by two clear goals. I think many Liverpool fans will be expecting that. As far as Everton are concerned, Gary, not quite the case as Everton on the road. Any sort of win would do, wouldn't it? Not just two clear goals. Just a victory away from home appeased these fans who make this journey all over the Premier League grounds.
Absolutely, it's been nothing short of abysmal. You know, two away victories in is it 14 months, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right, these people, and you know, there's generally the same group of people who are paying money every other week to travel the length and breadth of the country to support them. Hard-earned money. You know, and they're just not getting nothing out of them. And you know, it's poor. It is very poor. you know, you've got to ask the question, why is it so poor? You know, why can't they set up away from home? You know, they're a professional outfit. You know, you've got teams who have spent nowhere near the money Everton have spent, and I'm talking about the teams in the lower reaches. I say that, you know, we're not that far off the lower reaches ourselves, but, you know, who can go away from home and put in performances week in and week out? You know, and we just can't do it for whatever reason. I can't put my finger on it, you know.
And
produce something.
Yeah, definitely. Need to start with a positive frame of mind. I think we were talking about that earlier as well. But as far as you're concerned, is it a case of Everton moving forwards now and aiming for this seventh spot? Are you one of these fans that thinks European football is important, Gary, for Everton Football Club?
Start of every season, you want European football as a minimum, don't you? I'm actually one of these fans on the other side of the fence, I think, right now, Alan.
Right.
I don't think finishing seventh will do us any good. I listened to Graham Sharp last night, and he said, you know, it's paramount, and we, you know, it's important that we do finish seventh this year and every year. But an early start, it didn't do us that good this year. And if you look historically at teams who finish seventh and who have to qualify early, starting in July, It's never really done anyone any good, to be honest with you. I would much prefer us to, this season, certainly, is to finish the season, possibly eighth, not be involved in that. And I know that may sound crazy, but I'd much rather finish eighth, change our manager, get some structure in the club, get a decent summer transfer window done, and build for next season, because I don't think it'll do us any good whatsoever, if I'm honest.
Interesting thoughts, Gary. We'll see whether any other fans have got that similar viewpoint. As far as Liverpool are concerned, Jay, I think there's an expectancy on them to deliver the goods at home. I mean, the Echo today are talking about the amount of goals that have been scored. Liverpool find the net against West Ham. It's their 100th goal of the season. You've been a bit spoilt, haven't you?
Well, yeah, that's a positive of Liverpool side, isn't it? I mean, we're fantastic going forward, aren't we, with the three players that we've got there, and they're all scoring plenty of goals, and, you know, obviously assisting each other as well. So, you know, they're all in sync with each other. So, yeah, you know, Liverpool score goals galore. That's not the issue. I mean, Liverpool's problem has been, like, keeping it out the other end, hasn't it, really? And with signing Virgil van Dijk initially, you know, we still conceded goals, didn't we? But, you know, just of late, the last couple of games, couple of performances, look quite solid, really, quite assured at the back. And obviously he's looked like a Rolls Royce, hasn't he, back there? He's been great, apart from that little mistake he made against Tottenham at the very end, where you could argue maybe Lamella was offside, but, you know, like I say, it was still a little bit clumsy, wasn't it, and gave away the penalty. But other than that, he hasn't really made many mistakes, has he? He's looked really good, hasn't he, for Liverpool so far. So going into this game against West Ham now, though, you know, they've got David Moyes, haven't they? You know, in the past they've had Bilic, and Liverpool have put four past them on the last two visits to the London Stadium. Coming to Anfield now, they've got a different manager, so it's a different kettle of fish. We know what David Moyes is all about.
Well, not a lot at Anfield.
Well, that's what I mean. he comes with a game plan. He's quite negative, quite defensive, so the onus is going to be on Liverpool to break them down. There's not a chance that he's going to come and be gung-ho, is he, and leave themselves wide open for Liverpool's attack. So I think it's going to be a game of chess, really, to start with. And Liverpool can get an early goal, and great, but, you know, it could be a little bit of a tricky afternoon, really.
We'll get a prediction from you pretty shortly, Jay. Gary, Everton still looking for the likes of Leighton Baines to return from long-term injury. Coleman's been back for Everton and has been a revelation since his return, really. He's been fantastic. Doesn't look as though he's been away. Mangala out for the season by the sounds of it. I bet that's a big blow to you, isn't it? The big loan signing gone.
Yeah, I'm absolutely devastated. Now, it's not a problem in any way, shape or form, Mangala being out, to be honest with you. I didn't want him coming. As soon as I'd read that he was potentially coming, it didn't fill me with any sort of joy.
You weren't shouting from the rooftops, were you?
No, you know, because you speak to City fans and look at what they're posting, and he was and remembering games that where you've watched City over the last few years, and he's always been the sore not the sore point the standout bad defender, I think.
Yeah, there's a mistake in him here and there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's not a big blow for me, although at the time, you know, your squad look like it's depleted from a defensive point of view. We have got players coming back. I'm not sure whether it's too soon for the likes of Baines to come back in and Funes Mori.
Yeah.
Don't think they've had enough game time behind the scenes, with maybe under 23 games or games behind closed doors, which is what they do sometimes. I don't think they're going to be match ready, either of them.
Mm.
But I think we've got enough cover, certainly in I don't know whether Jagielka is fit or not, but you look at Jags and Williams and Holgate, you know, between the three of them, we should have enough cover for the time being.
Can they win it there?
At Watford? Yeah, they can. They can if they put a performance together, which they've done over 3.5 hours of the season.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the I've said it before, I can't wait for the season to be over, but they're capable of beating Watford. Watford have just come back into a little bit of form again, but I'm certainly not confident.
You take a draw then, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Gary, thanks for your time. Brilliant. That's Gary the Blue with his thoughts on Everton going to Watford. Jay's going to head to Anfield. Expectant, I think, was the word I used a little bit earlier. Just before we get on to your prediction, you didn't head down to that auction yesterday and pick up any memorabilia from the Anfield items that were up for sale from the main stand, did you, Jay? You're not one of those?
No, I never, to be honest. I mean, I didn't really know too much about it, to be honest with you, Al. But, you know, if I would have known about it, I might have considered it.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know about it, to be honest.
Yeah, a few good pieces up for grabs, but more than 380 items, apparently. But there you go. What do you reckon tomorrow? It's got to be... I mean, we say this all the time when Liverpool play at home now, don't we? It's got to be a home win, but we've got to keep that door shut at the back, as you mentioned. But Liverpool are more than capable of getting the better of West Ham, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, it could be a game of chess, though, couldn't it? Where, you know, Moyes is going to come with a game plan and the onus is on Liverpool to break them down. And you might have to show a little bit of patience there tomorrow against West Ham. But you'd like to think Liverpool will have a little bit too much for them. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they cope with that front three that Liverpool have got. And with the middle of the park's a bit of an issue for Liverpool still for me. But, you know, it just depends on what type of team selection that Jurgen Klopp decides to go with. But you would think Liverpool have a little bit too much. So I'm going to go for a routine 2-0 Liverpool win.
And, of course, there's no midweek game to follow. He can play his strongest 11 and then again against Newcastle next week. And then he can play the reserves against Porto, can't he? And that's a Champions League game, which is a 5-0 scoreline from the first leg. He's done and dusted that. So that's a help, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, Liverpool have got three home games on the spin now. I mean, after West Ham, we've got Newcastle the following Saturday, and then the midweek to that, we've got Porto, which, as you say, it's a training session now. We can make a few changes with the Manchester United game in mind, which, as I said before, is a massive six-pointer for top four. So, you know, we've got three home games. Let's hope we can get through them, and then that massive game against Manchester United on the horizon.
Great. Thanks, lads.
The kickoff. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.